with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli ground troops have advanced towards Gaza City as diplomatic efforts to pause Israel's siege continues.
Into Gaza from three routes, all mainly in the north so far, according to a U.S. research group. Meanwhile, politicians have been scrambling to ease the siege of the embattled enclave, which has seen thousands of Palestinians killed so far. Hundreds of foreign passport holders and wounded Palestinians were allowed out of Gaza for the first time, exiting via Egypt's Rafah crossing, which was previously closed. Many Arab countries who had made peace with Israel have expressed mounting unease at the war. Jordan recalled its ambassador to Israel and asked Israel's envoy to leave Jordan until the siege stopped. I'm Karen Shamas.
New Speaker Mike Johnson says the U.S. House will consider a fresh aid package for Ukraine, but he wants to link it to more money at home for the U.S. border with Mexico. That's the message Johnson delivered Wednesday in a private meeting with Republican senators. Johnson told them he's also working to prevent a federal government shutdown later this month with a stopgap bill to keep the government running into early next year. Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits inched up last week.
Despite the increase, the number remains low by historical standards, even with the Federal Reserve's aggressive interest rate hikes meant to cool the economy and taper lingering inflation. The Labor Department says unemployment claims rose by 5,000 to 217,000 for the week ending October 28th. Overall, 1.82 million people were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended October 21st, about 35,000 more than the previous week.
Correspondent Jeremy Howe. Stocks remain sharply higher. The Dow is up 475 points. This is SRN News. The Merchant Marine Academy embraces transgenderism.
Under a new policy, midshipmen who are scheduled to have a sex change operation can seek exemption from their military service requirement. Academy officials say they're just complying with President Biden's order that all military services avoid discrimination against transgender recruits. Some members of Congress are concerned, though. Republican Jim Banks of Indiana says he has some questions about the new Merchant Marine policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin issuing an executive order. It's aimed at combating anti-Semitism and other forms of anti-religious hatred amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. The governor's directive instructs law enforcement to share and coordinate on potential anti-Semitic acts through a situation room. It also asks Virginia's higher education institutions to submit updated comprehensive safety plans. This is SRN News. More demands for railroad safety.
Federal safety investigators say the automatic braking system railroads were required to install several years ago needs improvement to prevent more derailments. The National Transportation Safety Board issued a report Wednesday urging the Federal Railroad Administration and the industry to keep developing new technology that can be used to improve positive train control systems. Railroads spent 12 years and roughly $15 billion to develop and install the automatic braking systems. Congress required it in the wake of a deadly collision between a commuter and freight train in California. Keith Peters reporting.
And a jury in California has ruled that a clothing company should pay more than $1 million to four American Airlines flight attendants. They blame chemicals used in the production of their uniforms for causing ailments, including rashes and breathing difficulty. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.